Point out, we invited your opponent, Raphael Warnock, on as well. He declined. Thank you for being here. It's a little cold for Atlanta.
That's but, okay. It's going to warm up.
Yes, that's right. Senator, you've been all over the state since November 3rd, and we are now 2 days from this runoff. As we mentioned, more than 3 million Georgians have already voted. Where do you and your team see this race right now?
Well, look, Brett, Georgians are fired up. They're ready to get out and vote on Tuesday because they know the future of the country is on the ballot here in Georgia. It's a choice. It's a stark contrast between the freedoms, our way of life here in Georgia, or socialism, government control. We know the agenda of the left because Chuck Schumer told us he was going to take Georgia and then change America. And we know that radical agenda is not just high taxes, open borders, defunding the police, government-run health care. But he has radical candidates in this race, his agents of change. Radical liberal Raphael Warnock is my opponent. He is someone that would fundamentally change this country. His values are out of step with Georgia.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Are you worried about Republican turnout because of the current ongoing challenge to the election?
Well, look, Republicans, Democrats, everyone, they need to know that we can trust this process, and we're working hard to make sure that this is a fair, trusted election. We have 8,000 poll watchers, but from what I've seen as I've crisscrossed this state nonstop over the last 9 weeks, Georgians are fired up to vote, and we've seen that in early voting. 3 million votes, shattering records for previous runoffs, and we know that on Tuesday, just 2 days away here, we are going to see a record turnout for this runoff election, and I'm confident that we will win if our voters turn out.